The following program is paid for by the friends and partners of Joyce Meyer Ministries.
God wants to walk with you. He wants to talk with you. He wants to lead you. He wants to guide you. He wants to be involved in literally everything that you do. Now listen, God cares about everything that concerns you.
As we walk through each new day, we all have questions. They're just part of life. But did you know there are answers for you? God says when we look, we'll find Him. He's not trying to hide anything. So together, we are discovering life's everyday answers. Hi, welcome to Everyday Answers. Today, we have some great stories for you because I think that they're going to help you. First, you'll meet a woman who just felt completely alone and unworthy of God's love. You'll also meet a man who felt like he was a vampire. But all of these stories really relate to one question, and it comes to us today from Gracella. She says, I've been through ups and downs again and again, and I feel like I do not deserve God's love. How do I get back to the heart of God? Well, Gracella, today we have great news for you. The most amazing thing about the love of God is that it is completely unconditional. That means He just loves you, no matter what. And today, Joyce is going to answer this question in a very personal, one-on-one way, right to each one of you watching. Today, she answers the question, why would God want me?
You know, a couple of days ago, I was praying and just thinking about all the people that are so lost in the world today and need answers for their life. They're frustrated, stressed out, worried, concerned, afraid about what's going to happen in the world and in society. And I want you to know that if you happen to be one of those people, that there are answers, and Jesus actually is that answer. And you know, we regularly talk about salvation on our program and about being born again, but I really just wanted to sit today and just share my heart with you about the beauty of what God offers us in Jesus Christ. You know, John chapter 3, verse 3, Jesus said, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Well, what does it mean to be born again? It means that you're made alive on the inside. God's word teaches us that when we're born again, we receive a new nature, God's nature, and we receive a new heart, which is God's heart. And I can tell you that no matter what is going on around you, if things are good in you, then you can deal with the stuff that's going on around you. John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him might not perish, but have everlasting life. God loves you. And I don't know what you're going through right now or what has happened to you in the past or who has rejected you or abandoned you, but I just feel like that there's people watching today and you need to hear God loves you. And He loves you unconditionally. And He has a wonderful, amazing plan for your life. And you know, the good thing is no matter how much you've done wrong, you don't have to pay for it. Jesus paid for it. And what He wants us to do is believe. We can never make up for our sin. We can never do enough right, good works to make up for our sin. But there's a great message in Ephesians 2, 8, and 9. It says, for it is by free grace, God's unmerited favor that you're saved, delivered from judgment and made a partaker of Christ's salvation, and it comes to you through your faith. And this salvation is not of yourselves, it's not of your own doing, it came not through your own striving, but it is the gift of God. Now listen, not because of works, not the fulfillment of the law's demands, lest any man should boast. It is not the result of what anyone can possibly do, so no one can take the glory unto Himself. God has done everything that needs to be done in and through Christ. And what He asks of us is to simply believe the Word of God. You know, to be honest, the message of salvation is so simple that people often miss it. And it's such good news that sometimes people just can't believe it. How could I live a life of sin and just in a moment of time be forgiven for all my sins? We actually deserve punishment, but Jesus took our punishment. The justice of God was satisfied when Jesus died on the cross for us. He was beaten for us. He shed his blood for us. He took all of everybody's sin upon him. And the good news is that even though he died paying for our sin, he rose from the dead and he is alive today. Ephesians 2:5 is such good news, and I read this often. Even when we were dead, slain by our own shortcomings and trespasses, he made us alive together in fellowship and in union with Christ. Even when we didn't care anything about him, didn't know God, didn't want to know God, we were dead in our sin and probably enjoying it, in the midst of that, he died for our sins. So obviously, if he did that, then we don't have to work for salvation. It's just something that he wants us to believe.
I was a very angry kid. I lived a life where I wasn't afraid of anything. And if I was angry about it, you were gonna know it. I was vindictive. I did some really violent things to people. And acts of destruction. You know, breaking windshields out of people's cars and setting fire to things. You know, I had been experimenting with drugs since I was 11, and my alcoholism and my drug addiction really spun out of control. I started freebasing cocaine. This was to go on right through my adult life, and heavy metal became my escape. I wound up being a character inside of a heavy metal band, and I played a demon, and I would rise up out of coffins. I've been electrocuted on stage, I've had my head cut off, and just a lot of grotesque, dark imagery that my job was to portray on stage. And I lived the lifestyle of what I thought was a vampire. I would tell you I thought I was a vampire. I didn't go around drinking blood or anything, and I wasn't really a satanic believer in the sense of rituals of Satanism, but I was living the fine line right along with it. In 2006, I was at the tail end of just yet another 5-day crack and alcohol binge. For whatever reason, I pushed the envelope that day. I wound up ODing and lost a heartbeat and everything for over 5 minutes. And I fell into a really bad place. What I experienced isn't what I've heard described. There was no white lights for me. I had this sensation of falling. There was the smell of sulfur. There was these loud crunching and grinding sounds. I don't know if you want to say there were voices, but it sounded like screams and torment, and it was very dark. You couldn't see anything at all. It seemed like forever. I didn't know what was happening, and then all of a sudden, I felt this, like, grab on my collar and just yanked me. And that's when I came to. I know now it was only the Lord. It could have only been him that pulled me out and showed me his mercy. Shortly thereafter, I was just about a year sober. And I was at a particular place, and then she walked, what was to become my wife. By meeting her, I was really blessed with the ultimate relationship, and the best relationship I was ever given was the one that I have with Jesus today. You know, when he pulled me out of that darkness, that's when he gave me power. It was a gift. And the power was being able to stop being the way I was and to start living a life and start giving to others.
God is reaching out to you today with a hand of grace and mercy and saying, come to me. You know, the Bible says in Romans 3 that all have sinned and are falling short of the glory of God. I like that. I like the way the Amplified Bible says that. It's not all have sinned and fell short of the glory of God. We are falling short of the glory of God on a daily basis. But God continually, that stream of forgiveness keeps flowing to us. Perhaps you've received Christ at some time and you've gotten back into sin. You've backslidden, as we call it. And so you're convinced now that God won't have anything to do with you, that it's too late for you, that you've messed up too many times. But you know what? We're all constantly falling short of the glory of God. But we all have been justified and made upright and put in right standing with God freely by His grace, which is His unmerited favor and mercy. If you've sinned, ask God to forgive you. Father, forgive me. I come to you in Jesus' name and I ask you to forgive me for my sins. I need you. You know, how can it be this easy, Joyce? Well, Romans 10:8 says that the word, God's message in Christ is near you, on your lips and in your heart. That is, the word, the message, the basis and the object of the faith which we preach. And what we need to do is believe in our heart and confess with our mouth, and you shall be saved. Now, isn't that wonderful? Believe in your heart, confess with your mouth. At the end of what I want to share here today, I'm going to offer to pray with you. And if you will believe in your heart that Jesus died for you, that He paid for your sins, He took the punishment that you deserve, and that He wants to give you a brand new life. If you will believe that, and honestly, I don't know any reason not to believe that. Why would you not want to believe that? That's the best news in the whole world. And I believe that even right now that God is giving you faith in your heart. There's a seed of faith that's in your heart that says, boy, I want to believe that. Maybe right now you can feel the presence of God right where you're at. That's God reaching out to you saying, come to me. I want to do a work in your life. And then when I pray with you, the words of your mouth are going to confirm your salvation as you pray that prayer out loud. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, if anybody is in Christ, so when you receive Christ, you become a new creation, a new creature altogether. Now, you're not going to look different when you look in the mirror, and to be honest, you may not totally act different all at once, but the good news is you become new spiritual clay. You get a new heart and a new attitude of wanting to serve God. It says that that old condition has passed away. Behold, the fresh and the new has come. I always like to say that in Christ, there's always new beginnings. It's never too late to begin again.
I didn't feel like I had anyone to talk to. I didn't know where to go or where to turn. God was somebody in heaven that good people talk to. I wasn't one of those people.
After the divorce, you know, again, she pretty much hit rock bottom. She felt like a failure. We tried to build her up to let her know that, you know, divorce wasn't the end of the world, but in her eyes it was.
For a very, very long time, Shanna felt like this old church, empty, broken, dirty, hopeless.
I didn't know how to deal with the pain, so I would drink. And drink whatever I wanted or how much ever I wanted, and it just got out of control. I thought that that was going to fill me up. It left me feeling more empty, put me in a deeper hole than I started. I didn't have anything. Nobody could possibly understand what I was going through. I felt like I wanted to give up, like I didn't matter. That's when I found Joyce. She told me that that's what the devil wants you to think. He wants you to believe that everything is hopeless and that you're worthless. And as long as you continue to believe that, you're gonna stay there.
In the midst of emptiness, she received purpose.
I just remember praying one night and I said, you know what? I'm not doing a very good job. And I don't think you're very proud of me. I want to give this to you. And I want you to work in me and tell me what to do. And he did. And he just said, love me. That's it. You know? Just love me.
Surrounded by brokenness, she gained strength.
I didn't think that the kind of love God has for me, I didn't think it was even possible. And I definitely didn't think that I would have it or that I was worthy of it. But he taught me that I am.
Shanna was lost in her pain, feeling like an empty shell in the middle of nowhere. God taught her to focus beyond her circumstances through studying his word and believing what it says about her value in him.
I was completely ready to give up, and then all of a sudden, here comes the Savior. And I didn't have to do anything. He just gave me love. So if he can do that for me, I know he can do it for other people.
God loves you so much. He sent his only son to die for you. Who would do that? God sent his only son to die for you. And you're special. You're the apple of his eye. He loves you. He wants to do good things in your life. He wants to come and make you right with him, give you peace, and give you joy. And I'm not going to tell you that if you pray this prayer with me at the end that everything in your life is going to magically change overnight, but I will tell you this, your heart will change. Something wonderful will happen on the inside of you, and then as you study God's word and you get with right people that are going to help encourage you in your walk of faith, you begin to go to a good local church somewhere where you can be in a church family, then you'll begin to grow. You don't have to do any of those things to receive Christ, but if you want to really change and let the good work that he does in you be worked out through you, then you need to be in fellowship with other people, study your Bible. A lot of people think they can't understand the Bible, but there's so many updated translations of the Word of God that make it simple to understand. Now, that doesn't mean you're never going to make any mistakes. You probably will make some mistakes. I make mistakes every day. But you can always just say, God, I'm sorry for my mistakes. Forgive me. And then go right on. Go right on. There's no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Now just listen to me one more second. No matter what you've done, God loves you and he wants to have a relationship with you. Yes, I said no matter what you've done, God will forgive you and he wants to have a close, intimate relationship with you. But being a Christian is about having personal relationship with God through Jesus Christ. God wants to walk with you. He wants to talk with you. He wants to lead you. He wants to guide you. He wants to be involved in literally everything that you do. Now listen, God cares about everything that concerns you. I was badly abused by my dad sexually, mentally, emotionally, and every other way that you could be for most of the years that I was living at home growing up. And I had lots of problems in my life. And I can tell you that God has helped me in every area where I had a need. You don't have to be miserable. You don't have to be full of stress. You don't have to live in fear. You don't have to be fearful about what's going to happen in the world in the future. The thing is God's got his eye on you, and he will take care of you if you trust him to do that. So I just want to simply ask, do you need your sins forgiven? Would you love to have a relationship with the best friend that you could ever possibly have? Do you want to know that you're going to live forever? You don't have to be afraid of death. You know, when you leave this earth, you're going to go somewhere. It's not just over because we die. And it's important that you know where you're going to spend eternity, because eternity is a long, long, long time. It's time without end. And God wants you to spend it with him in heaven. That's one of the benefits of knowing Christ as your Savior. But there's also the benefit of enjoying your life while you're on your way to heaven. I often tell people to say, I'm on my way to heaven, and I'm going to enjoy the journey. If you need to receive Christ today, would you pray with me right now? And if you're in a place where you can, I'd like to encourage you to pray out loud. I'm going to pray a little bit and give you time to pray it after me. I'm going to lead you in a couple of confessions. And then I have a book that I'd like to send to you as a gift. It's called A New Way of Living. And it will repeat some of the things that I've said about salvation, but then it will tell you some of the ways to get started in your new life with Christ. But also, we're happy to answer any questions you have. You can call my office. Someone will pray with you and talk to you. Let me tell you something. We care about you, and we want you to have the life that Jesus died for you to have. Perhaps you've had a great loss in your life, and you're hurting so bad you feel like that you just don't know what you're going to do. Well, you know what? God is the God of all comfort, and he will comfort you and help you and strengthen you and enable you to go on. Now, let's pray together. Father God, I love you. Jesus, I believe that you are God, the very Son of God. I am a sinner. I'm sorry for my sins. I believe that Jesus died for me, and I believe he rose from the dead, and that he is alive now, seated at the right hand of God. Jesus, I receive you now by faith. I believe, and I pray that you would come and dwell in me. Thank you for forgiving me. Thank you for loving me. Now, I believe that I've been saved, and I am on my way to heaven, and I am going to enjoy the journey. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, thank you so much for letting me share my heart with you today, and I hope that you did pray that prayer with me. And if so, call the number on your screen and let us send you this book as a free gift, and let us rejoice with you. And let me just say, welcome to the family of God. You are greatly loved.
If you just prayed that prayer with Joyce, I cannot even tell you how excited we are for you. You're embarking on a journey that will be so important for you for eternity, and is also something that you need some information to really know how to walk through. That's why we want you to contact us right now for more information about your new life in Christ. You heard from Joyce the resource that she told you about. It's called A New Way of Living, and it is a great little free booklet that will walk you through what this new walk with Christ is all about. And then today, because we've also been talking about the fact that you are loved, even if you feel unlovable, we have an extra free book for you. This is called You Are Loved, and this little paperback book is simply full of scriptures that will remind you day in and day out, even when life gets difficult, that God's love for you does not waver. Both of these books are available either digitally or in paperback, and they're absolutely free. So we hope that you'll get your copies today, because like I said, we are just so excited for you. We want to hear from you every day. So now let's check out your voice. We asked you to tell us on social media a little bit about your journey with Christ. You know, most of us, our walk with Christ is variable. We're closer sometimes, we're further away sometimes. And so here are a couple great stories. This is from Deborah from Pennsylvania. Deborah says, I walked away from God when I was 12 years old, when I saw my minister kissing a woman and it wasn't his wife. It took a few years to go back to church, but since then I've fallen in love with God and he has never left me alone. Now I can't imagine being without him. He's my savior and I will never leave him again. One more, this is from Joe. I always believed in God, but then in my teenage years, I walked away. I've suffered with anxiety for a long time, and last year I had the worst attack I've ever experienced. I felt like I lost control and took a downward spiral, and for a while I felt completely lost. Thanks to family, some great friends, and watching Joyce daily, I have come to know God again. The comfort of knowing he's in control is a blessing, and I can't wait now to get baptized soon. Well, Joe, that's awesome. Congratulations. And we do go through hard times. We do go through things that we don't understand, but it's so good to know that that unconditional love of God is always there with open arms, waiting for us to come back to him. So today we want to know how God has helped you or is helping you with anxiety. Joe talked about what she's dealing with. We want to hear from you. You can encourage one another. We can maybe help you get through some of what you're dealing with. So take to social media, Facebook, the Joyce Meyer Ministries Facebook page, on Twitter, use that hashtag EA, and we'll just all share in that together. And be right here in this very spot next time on Everyday Answers.
When somebody's shoveling dirt on you, accusing you, not loving you, telling tales on you, talking about you behind your back, not treating you right, not being fair to you, shoveling dirt on you, instead of letting it defeat you and bury you in the ditch, you're gonna shake it off, get up on top of it, let it help you grow, and walk right out and have the life that God wants you to have.
Don't forget to ask those questions. On Twitter, use hashtag AskJoyce. Ask them on our Facebook page. And we will see you next time on Everyday Answers. And as we're going, just be so grateful for that love that we've talked to you about today. That thing that Joyce was talking about is not just for someone else. It is for you. That unconditional love of God. Does he want you? The answer is more than you could ever imagine.
The preceding program was paid for by the friends and partners of Joyce Meyer Ministries.